You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
So if you'd like to contact us directly, you can text or call our off-air number at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Or you can also visit our website to get any information on our guests today, too, at DougHaldeman.com. That's DOUGHALDEMAN.com. So, Tammy, before the break, we were talking about working within our zone of genius. And when we do that, the way to find people that are working within that is to basically find somebody that's really successful in their industry.
Right. And you wouldn't go to a trash collector to find the next new house, would
right.
you?
Right. Absolutely. No. So when I look at who's out there really doing it, okay, when I right. look at the numbers, I see the Cheryl Deskin team from Keller Williams in Chesterfield mm-hmm. is doing fantastic. So in studio today, we have Cheryl Deskin and Aaron Evans. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Glad to be here.
So looks like the numbers are just astronomical this year. I guess the market's good.
Yeah, the market is great, and we're doing quite an increase from what we did last year. We're up 20% from this time this year from the full year last year.
So we're basically 6 months through the year, and you're already 20% more than the entire year for last year.
Yes.
What do you attribute that to?
We made a change in October to a different company, which worked out really well for us, that bases everything that we do on training. And we've been training ourselves to work more as a team and everybody do their individual jobs and just expand on that and keep training every day so that we can be better.
And Cheryl, you've been in the business for a long time, 25 years,
yes.
basically. And Aaron, how long have you been in the business?
I've been in 12 years.
12 years. Okay. And how long have you two worked on the same team?
5 years. We've been together five years.
Okay, and what are the specialties for each of you? What are the kind of the job roles that you each fill?
You want me to go first?
Go ahead.
Okay, all right. I'm the team leader, so I do all of the listing and then organizational within the team as far as our administrative people, and then Aaron handles the buyer side of the transactions.
I love the buyers. I can find a house. I can get to know who you are, what you're looking for, what's going to be a good fit for your family, and then I can find it. And that's the part that I love to focus on.
Well, that's great. It seems like when you each can accept kind of the role mm-hmm. and not try to do everything, but focus on what you're really, really good at. And it's such different personality profiles that are good at each of those tasks. And mm-hmm. the DISC profile is something that is really common. I know that you've both taken it. If you're at Keller mm-hmm. Williams, I've been studying it for years. So has Tammy. And
yep.
We look at that even in our roles on the radio show. So, Aaron, I'm assuming that you're probably high I. And
very much so.
And you strike me as somebody who's probably pretty good at detail work,
mm-hmm.
too.
Accounting major, yeah.
Okay, so you have some C in you. So the DISC profile, D-I-S-C, mm-hmm. high I, probably relatively high C, perfect for a buyer's agent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, handling the contracts, mm-hmm. handling
Absolutely.
A lot of those details.
Yeah, Aaron has the patience on the team.
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
And how about you, Cheryl? What are the, as a listing agent, and you're probably high D, I'm assuming?
Yes, definitely a high D. Focusing more on how to get the house sold and everything, and having to sometimes tell people bad news, you know, that they mm-hmm. need to hear, but you know, being upfront with everybody about everything that has to be done to the house before they put it on the market, and I'm just presenting all the options and being very strong on your pricing, which is key in the market today, mm-hmm. and being able to tell people those things truthfully so that they understand and that we can have a successful
right.
sale actually happen.
Right.
We were talking yesterday a little bit about 2012, 50% of the listings actually expired. So having a
wow.
successful sale last year was very, very hard to do. This year we've seen a spike in the market, and there's been a lot of activity, but you still have to be in the best condition you possibly can be, and you still have to be priced right.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems like there's a big disparity when you look at days on market, that the houses that are priced right and get the professional advice up front sell very quickly.
Absolutely. Like
some of them within days, and then there's others you still see that are 200 days on market.
Absolutely. And I see that a lot of time with our buyers when I'm taking them out. Cheryl has their home all primed, ready to go. Everything is in perfect condition, and then I'm taking them out. I'm showing them 7, 8, 9 homes, and we're looking at them, and they're going, my house looks so much better than this. And I said, well, that's because Cheryl got you ready to go on the market.
Right.
And now we're looking at homes that aren't in as good a condition as theirs are, and ours are getting showings and getting sold.
Well, that's the difference mm-hmm. between professional advice and
yeah.
you know, somebody going
mm-hmm.
with a discount broker
mm-hmm.
that's just trying to get it the cheapest. Because
right. mm-hmm.
I'd say that if you think it's expensive to hire a professional, wait until you hire an amateur.
Yeah.
It'll cost
you.
You're exactly right. Yeah.
It's so true.
That difference in commission. So you're getting that professional advice. What are some of the things that you tell a listing when you go in? What would be some of the most common things that you tell them to be able to get their house to sell quickly and top dollar?
Well, we use a staging girl right off the bat. We bring somebody through, and you look at the house from the eyes of a buyer. I mean, we go through with the seller everything that they need to do, you know, where it needs to be priced and positioned. We use a lot of...
Sometimes I even go with her because that does give the eyes of a buyer's agent. You know, as I pretend I'm bringing the buyer through, what are the buyers going to be looking at? What is going to be important to them? The stager is one that Cheryl will always bring in right off the bat. And we just go through the house top to bottom with a notepad and pen. And
lime green paint is a no, I'm guessing.
Take things up off your closet floor to make your closets look larger.
Right.
Less furniture is better.
Right.
You know, just certain things like that. So when you walk in, they get that homey feeling and they want to continue to look at it.
Right, right. Because a lot of people can't see beyond. I can see beyond a lot of that stuff. So that doesn't necessarily affect me, but a lot of people don't.
You're exactly right. And like Cheryl said earlier, the ones that are selling are the ones that are A, priced right.
Right.
And B, show
just
in a good manner.
Pleasing to the eye.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because in case you just joined us, you're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Cheryl Deskin and Aaron Evans from the Cheryl Deskin team at Keller Williams in Chesterfield. So when you get a seller that, you know, everybody thinks their house is worth more than it is, how do you bring them back down to reality if they truly think it's worth more than it is and you know you can't get that?
Right. With the facts. What I do when I price a home is I preview everything that's competing with the home. So I go through all the competition, look at, you know, the sign-in sheet to set the expectation for how many showings they're actually going to have. A lot of people think the minute your house hits the market, you're going to have your first showing that very first day. Unfortunately, with the internet, the internet's been great because you can get all your photos and everything online, but they're waiting to see the pictures before they're going to drive to the house. So there's a little bit of a delay there, and I'm just setting that expectation up front with the sellers as to what's going to happen.
Right.
And then previewing the competition is absolutely huge. Now, we do that to make sure that we have all the same features that those homes have in that same price range. Because if you don't have granite countertops and everybody else has granite, you don't have stainless steel appliances, everybody else does, then you don't compare as favorably as you would if you had those in the same price range.
Right.
Now, what about people that need to do a little bit of work to be able to get their house on the market? How much advice do you give in that area on what to do and what not to do and where you're going to actually get your money out of it?
It's a little bit of a tricky question, but not really. When you're walking into the house, I usually ask the question, if you were going to stay here for the next 5 years, what would you have done to the house? And they know exactly
that's
what
a good
needs
question.
To be done to the house.
Very thought provoking.
Yeah, and then that way they'll, you know, say, well, we were thinking about replacing the carpet, and then we know going in this was a thought that already, you know, was in their mind.
Mm-hmm.
But just being completely honest with them up front, if they do have, you know, really bad wallpaper or really strong colors, we try to set the stage for everybody to like the house as opposed to it being, you know, just one type of buyer that would like the house.
Right.
And what's good about us, too, our team, too, is that when they do need, let's say they need a handyman, they need a painter, they need a plumber. Those are their three things that they need to have taken care of before we will list it. We have the numbers and the vendors that we use, that we've used, that
you trust.
Need to call and say, I work with Cheryl and Aaron. They're out there, they're good, and they're providing a great price to our clients, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's an interesting statement, Aaron, because I found some people that don't want to plug into a team like that because they think that, like, you're getting a kickback from those contractors or something like that. And I always tell them the opposite, that they're not going to recommend somebody unless they're really good.
Right.
And they're probably going to get better pricing because you're going to send them a lot of volume.
Yep, future business.
Yeah, and they're not having to pay you for those referrals necessarily. You're just trying to give the best advice and give the best contractors to be able to make that listing sell and get them a really good deal. And the contractors know if they screw something up, they're going to be off your list.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. And we always tell our clients, if they do mess up, we want to know about it because we do recommend these people to our clients and we want them. We do it because we want them to have a good experience with them. So we want to know if there's a problem.
Well, and that goes all the way down to the entire team that you recommend, the mortgage lender, the title company, the home inspector, any contractors. I'm sure that you have vetted out to find the best people in each of those industries to recommend.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, we can do our part of the job to hold up the end of the deal, but when we do recommend the mortgage person, the title person, they have to hold up their end of the deal too.
So, ladies, I have more questions when it comes to how you ended up at Keller Williams and the thought process that went behind that and how your business is just exploding because you're going to more than double last year's production, and that doesn't happen very often. The market is not going to double the amount of sales. So I definitely want to get into that when we return. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.